I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control. And it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members. And it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going through a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course. So if I could ask a massive favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we're all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have.
Break. Or, you know, Breaking Bad when he's trying to escape somebody killing him. As exciting as that is, you put your body in that distressed state for what could be like tens of hours, you know? And if we're doing that all the time, you can only imagine what our body is in. It's almost like we're thriving off this fear as opposed to thriving off this feeling of outdoors and nature and freedom. Without even realizing, you know, you're getting addicted to tense series and death stuff. Used to that feeling.
Absolutely. And you put that in such a beautiful way that, you know, like, this is my home. You're absolutely right. And you know what? The beautiful thing is the reason that we find home and the reason that we find comfort in these practices is that this is the time that we're giving ourselves to connect with ourselves, right? We come home to ourselves in these moments of peace and stillness, of being outside, of you know, being somewhere where this exterior stimulant isn't there. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with watching TV. There's nothing wrong with once in a while wanting to be terrified by what we're seeing on TV, or, you know, wanting to be put in that state. Like, that is okay. But it comes back to what I was talking about before, right? And it's not just tens of hours that this stress is stored in your body. It's like, if you don't manage it, it stays there, right? If you don't get it out of your system, you're unconsciously holding on to it. Somewhere deep inside your consciousness, it stays. And the more inputs that you put in, the more of these types of inputs that you put in, the more and more that stress grows. Like, how many people have you seen where their shoulders are like literally touching their ears because they're that stressed out? Like, they literally, their shoulders don't come down. They have no neck because they're so stressed out. This is not a normal state. You know, people who have poor flexibility or poor range of motion, this is not a normal state. Our bodies are built to be 100% flexible and 100%, you know, you're supposed to have a great range of motion. Like, our bodies are all built that way. Now, this is not to put anyone down, but it's just saying that it's just to help you notice how much stress is in your body. Like, how much stress are you really holding on to? And by stress, I don't just mean like work stress. I mean like fear and anxiety and paranoia and depression, maybe. Like, just all of these heavy emotions are stored in our bodies. And if we're not clearing them out on a regular basis, they start to build up, and you know, you never know like what can trigger you and what can really stay in your system. Like anything throughout our day can trigger us. It can be a conversation, it could be something that we see, it could be something on TV, it could be the news, it could be this, it could be that, it can be so many things. We just don't know, right? And it's stored in our system, right? Anytime you get kind of like, oh my God, like that scared me, and like you kind of tense up, like some aspect of that stays in your body, right? If you're not regularly activating your parasympathetic nervous system, so the sympathetic is that fight or flight, the parasympathetic is more that relaxing state, right? More that feminine energy of where you're kind of relaxing and chilling and just kind of being in that space. If you're not regularly activating that, then that stuff stays in your body, right? And that's the benefit of stepping away from everything that mainstream media, that society will feed you, is that you're actually nourishing yourself by doing this, right? Like, and to talk a little bit more on the practical side, like, okay, it can feel scary. It can feel scary to step away from my phone. It can be scary to leave my phone at home. It can be scary to turn off the TV and do something and have that empty space, right? It's like, okay, if I turn off everything, what am I gonna do? Like, what am I actually going to do, right? If I'm not watching TV, if I'm not listening to the radio, if I'm not reading the newspaper or a magazine or whatever, like if I'm not actively consuming something, it creates a vacuum, right? Like what's in that vacuum? And it can kind of cause a little bit of anxiety in people who are not used to it. And I want to just point out that this is 100% normal. I mean, in the beginning, like if you've never done this before, yeah, it can be scary and that's okay. And that's the reason that you should step into it, because I mean, otherwise you're going to live this life that's like this perpetual state of fear and anxiety and fight or flight like your entire life. And if that doesn't scare you, then I don't know what will. But really, like stepping away and moving into, even if it's the gym, even if it's a yoga class, even if it's a dance class, even if it's going for a walk or sun gazing or you know, getting an animal, playing with animals, or spending time with your family, whatever it may be, whatever it is that brings you peace, that allows you to relax, like you need to lean into that, right? Like maybe start with 10, 15 minutes a day if it makes you uncomfortable, like maybe, and then slowly build that up, right? But what you'll find actually is that you'll feel so good in those moments. You'll feel so good that you won't want to go back. Like I remember when I first started journaling, for example, it was really just me talking about my day. Okay, I did this, this happened, blah, 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 this and this and this. And that was it. There was no like real deep emotions coming out. But as I continued the practice, that's when it started happening, right? That's when I started to release things. That's when things started to come out, and things started to come out onto paper that I didn't even know existed inside of me. And that's where that freedom comes, right? That's where the release comes from. It's not from hiding those emotions and habits like smoking or drinking or a casual sex or TV or social media or whatever it may be, like whatever your vice is, like name it, it's not going to help you, right? In the end, what you're doing is you're pushing that trauma or that stress in your system further down, which only will make it show up in other ways, right? Think about a bag. If you keep putting things in and, you know, when the bag is full, like things are going to start coming out of the top. And if you keep shoving things down by putting more and more stuff on top, eventually that bag is going to rip and it's going to come out in a different form, right? Whether that's physical disease, mental disease, whatever it may be, it's going to show up in a different way. And it's better that you start to deal with that, right? Whatever that looks like. Start to take that time out for yourself and start to do this for you, because literally nobody else can do this for you.
Yeah, I find that through observing people that, you know, in this life, there's nothing to do apart from to find something to do. You know, a bird doesn't have much of a lifespan. And, you know, most of its time it's spent flying across where it is to get a worm or to get sticks for its chicks. And after it's built the nest and fed the worms to the chicks and the chicks are fucked off, that the bird's time to go is time to go. Like, he's too weak. He's done like a million trips to get the hay to build the nest. That is, time's over. And when you think about adults, when we're at school, our brains are occupied by something that is given to us to do. And then we leave school, we go straight to uni, straight into a job. Our brain is given something else. Okay, and let's say then you have a kid. Our brain is now occupied doing whatever the kid needs done, taking it to football, taking it to the doctors, feeding it, putting it to bed, giving it a bath, washing him, whatever. 20 years later, the kid fucks off. Now what do you do? It's almost like we know we don't have time to find ourselves because there's always something to do. And even today, I don't want kids, I don't want marriage, I don't want any of that crap. And so today I'm thinking to myself, I could do anything right now. I've been on a walk, I've gone to the spa, I've gone to the gym, now what? Okay, I can cut the grass, but I cut the grass on the weekend. Okay, so I can water the plant. Okay, that takes 5 seconds. What am I gonna do after that? Okay, so I tidy the plant pots, I put some old mud into a bag, binned it, I did some weeding, I raked the grass. Okay, so half an hour passed, now what? It's almost like, what do you do when there's nothing to do? And the answer is, to do something that makes you feel good. And then I thought to myself, I used to get myself into debt just so I could find a way to get myself out of debt. And I would never have any money. I still don't have any money. I would break even. But I realized me getting myself into debt was about me having something to do to get myself out of debt. And I've watched a dog throw its ball in the river. It jumps in the river, gets the ball, goes back out, drops the ball in, watches the ball flow to the middle, jumps in again, and gets the ball. The same as it will bury its bone just so it can find it again and dig it up. What does that say? It's saying that we need something to do, and it could be anything. But obviously, you only want to do something that makes you feel good. So it's like, okay, we'll write down a load of stuff that makes you feel good. Litter picking, cooking, drawing, painting, cutting the grass, feeding the plants, taking chili seeds out of a chili and planting it, you know, watering it. That's all giving you something to do. At the end of the day, there's nothing to do in a life apart from to do something. And if you've not got something else to do, like looking after the kids, cooking for the kids, going to school, studying, you're there with nothing. And I find a lot of people, their life is already, their purpose is already given to them by someone else. That they never have time to find their own purpose. It's just you're in that motion of school, college, kids, marriage, dead. And, you know, by that time, there's just, it's like you'd even blink to think what the fuck just happened. You're just in this flow. And then when your kids fuck off, 5 years later, they get grandkids. And now you're getting invited over to your grandkids' house. And then there's like 10 grandkids, not just two children. There's now like, there could be like 10 grandkids. So now you've got to buy them presents, you've got to look after them, or you've got to write 10 birthday cards, you know. Then you've got to, then they come over to you, so you've got to plan the food and get everything ready. And then all of a sudden, your life has been created for you that you haven't had to find a purpose, you know.
Yeah, you know, there's a depth to life that you will never find unless you go looking for it. And so, you know, what you said in the beginning, or like just this sequence that you've laid out that actually society has laid out for us. I mean, you're not meant to go looking afterwards or before. You're meant to go looking during, right? And it is possible. You can have a balance between, you know, that spiritual side and that material side. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? Like, all of these things that you've described, they're regular day-to-day things. But if you base your life entirely on that, like, of course you're going to feel unfulfilled, right? Like, what is, like, where's the juice? You're just, like, that's like you get, I don't know if you've ever had, like, sugar cane, but, you know, it's like you're just getting the husk and all that sweet juice inside is lost somewhere. And the reason is that that juice is inside. You have to go inward. And the common denominator and all of the things that you mentioned is that they're all outward facing activities, right? You go out, you go to school, you go to work, you have kids, you get married. I mean, hopefully you get married first, but it actually doesn't matter. You have grandkids, you cook food for them, you buy them gifts, you do this, you do that. But what about the inner experience? What about the inner infinity, right? There's a positive infinity and there's a negative infinity. And you know, we as humans have the gift of being able to explore both. And I really love that you brought up these examples of the animals, right? The difference between them and us is that they don't have that luxury. They can't go inward the same way that we can. They're ruled by nature. They're ruled by what nature tells them. When nature tells them it's time to mate, well, it's time to mate. There's nothing else, right? When nature says, I'm hungry, then these animals are going to go look for food, right? There's no aspect of self-realization. There's no aspect of thinking like, okay, what is the purpose of my life? But why am I here? Why was I brought to this plane of existence? What am I actually here meant to do? And we as humans have the luxury, have the gift and the blessing of being able to do that. And what are most of us doing with our time? Nothing, right? We're letting it pass by in these material, mundane things. And, you know, this actually... And these thoughts are what started me on my own journey, is that I just remember thinking like, man, what is the point of all of this? And I had quit my job at that stage, like early into my career, because I thought like, well, if I died tomorrow, I would have spent my entire life in this framework saving for quote unquote when I have enough money to enjoy my life. Like, that's like the worst excuse I've ever heard for anything. I mean, you're never going to have enough, right? Because you define what enough is. And as you have more money, your expenses increase, and you still won't have enough. You're going to get a bigger house. You're going to get a nicer car. You're going to get all these things. You're going to have kids. Then it's their expenses. It's like the expenses will never end. But your inner journey, that inner space is waiting for you, right? It's sitting there. It's like this gold mine of things that, like, yeah, sure, you have to clear away some of the rocks to get into that mine, but once you do that work, it's just gems and gems and just beautiful things that are waiting for you there. And that's where the joy in life comes from, right? Like, it's not just from, you know, the satisfaction of buying a new car or buying new electronics or you making your house look pretty on the outside and pretty on the inside. It's more like, you know, noticing the little things. It's having that awareness of not being swept up into like other people's storms of emotions, of being there to be able to support people and make them smile and seeing that twinkle in someone's eyes and just, you know, really being there, noticing all those things. And at the same time, like, feeling that inside of you, because beauty exists on the outside because it exists on the inside. We're only able to really appreciate something because it invokes some emotion in us, right? Like, you know, if I'm staring at the wall here or like out the window and all I'm seeing are just these cars and the road and people driving by, like there's no, it doesn't invoke any feelings inside of me. I don't find it beautiful because inside me, nothing happened. But when I go somewhere, when I see a baby, or when I see like a newborn like smiling at me, or if I go somewhere beautiful where, you know, there's just mountains and trees and lakes and water and birds and blue sky, like that invokes a wow inside me, right? Like, and that comes, you know, being able to enjoy that comes from being able to step away from all the stimulants in our life. It comes from being able to connect with the emotions inside us, with the sensations, with what's actually happening, right? And that experience, that infinity is waiting. And you know what? The beauty and the power of it is that you can access it right now. You can, you know, go away from this conversation and turn off all your electronics and just sit with yourself and just notice, like, what's going on inside me? Have I ever looked at this? Do I know how to deal with this? Maybe I could learn how to deal with this so I can experience peace and bliss. You know, there's so much, so much.
Right, let's end that there. Anything you want to promote or anything?
I would just love to invite everyone listening to check out my website and my Instagram page. At this moment, there's nothing that I'm launching, but if you would like to join my email list, then you can head on over to my website, parmsyoga.com, parmsyoga.com, and you'll see a pop-up come up and you just put in your email address and verify and yeah, you'll be on my list and you'll be able to get all my blog posts and like everything that comes up, all the new things and all the updates, all the things. And if you follow me on Instagram, then I'm a lot more active there now, so You'll get posts every day. You'll be able to interact with me directly, ask me questions and all the things. So yeah, head on over and I will see you there.
Yeah, a lot to think about. Thank you very much for your wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me once again. I love our chats. They always pass by. You know what? I can't even believe it's been an hour. It feels like 10 minutes.
I know. Yeah, it's just amazing when you go off on a deep rant that you have to answer with a deep rant. It's almost like it always matches what you put out, ask them to come back. So, yeah, that's the power of it all.
Yeah.
All right. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah. See you soon. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.